If you live in the UK, you have passed symbols like these thousands of times, and you've probably never noticed them.
I had never noticed them until I got an email from a subscriber. They're called benchmarks. No one knows exactly how many of them there are, but we know it's at least 100,000, and it might be as many as 500,000. If you're in the UK, no matter how remote you are, you do have one of these hidden in plain sight around you right now.
They were installed by the Ordnance Survey, Britain's national mapping agency, starting in the 19th century. Back then, if you wanted to know the difference in elevation between this town and the next one, there were very sophisticated tools that would allow you to measure that, but you would have to go out and work it out yourself because no one else had done it for you. And as we started to build things like railways, it was becoming pretty important to know the differences in elevation across the country. So the Ordnance Survey went out and spent 2 decades mapping out lines across Great Britain and Ireland, measuring the differences in elevation along the way. And at every point they measured, they left one of these. And once they were done, each of those benchmarks became a new reference point that could be used to fill in the rest of the country. If you look at Ordnance Survey maps from the 19th century, you'll see these benchmarks everywhere. So now if you wanted to know the height of a particular point, all you had to do was measure it relative to the nearest benchmark. And then you'd instantly know its height relative to every other part of the country.
But a lot of these symbols are on the side of private buildings because the Ordnance Survey Act of 1841 had given them the right to enter private property and do what they needed to do. And I was surprised to find that this law is still in effect. Theoretically, if they needed to, the Ordnance Survey could still demand to enter your property and stick a benchmark on the wall. But it's unlikely, because the benchmark network was decommissioned more than 30 years ago. In fact, the last one ever was carved into this milestone in Milton Keynes in 1993, outside what is now a harvester. It's covered in ivy, so you can't actually see it, but it's there. These days with GPS, there's not much use for benchmarks, but there is one small part of the network that's still in use to this day.
They're called fundamental benchmarks, and there are about 200 of them. They were built more than a century ago to serve as a solid bedrock for the rest of the network. I mean, literally, they go almost 2 meters underground. These days, they contain passive GPS stations. Since we know the exact position of these benchmarks, we can use them to correct and enhance the data we receive from GPS satellites. And using this, modern surveyors can pinpoint their location anywhere in the country to an accuracy of about a centimeter or so. Some of these fundamental benchmarks are on private property, which is why Ordnance Survey retains the right to access those areas.
So the benchmarks live on in a small way. More of them are being lost each year due to redevelopment. But if you're in Britain, I do recommend you have a search online because you'll almost certainly find that you're surrounded by dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of them. And if you know any other cool things like this, do feel free to give me an email because this one was great.